Razorback Ranch is earning a reputation as the premier wild boar hunting destination in Texas. Located between Dallas and Houston in Crockett, we are the perfect weekend getaway. Family friendly with a game room and flat screen TVs in the cabins, our accommodations are top notch. Select boars ranging from 60 to 200 pounds to bow or rifle hunt. Hunters are welcome to hunt hogs at feeders or chase them through creek bottoms and heavy brush. Call 713-203-3860 or visit RazorbackRanch.com. That's RazorbackRanch.com to book your trophy hog hunt today. Barefoot Fishing Tours and guide Charles Whited is South Texas' premier largemouth guide service. Charles not only puts you on fish, but he also teaches adults and kiddos techniques and strategies needed to land big bass. With two Bass Champs Angler of the Year awards and a record 44.98-pound five-fish stringer on Choke Canyon, his achievements speak for themselves. Fishing Choke Canyon, Bastrop, Browning, and Canyon Lake, call Charles at 512-557-6772. That's 512-557-6772 or visit barefootfishingtours.com. Located on 12,500 acres in South Texas's beautiful Sutton County, McPherson Forum Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Owner and operator Sandy McPherson takes pride in running a family-owned and operated ranch that caters towards each hunter's needs. Trophy whitetails roam the ranch's beautiful hill country terrain, and Axis fallow and black buck hunts are also available. Outstanding lodging and accommodations are also a part of the experience at McPherson Forum Ranch. Call Sandy at 210-827-2915. That's 210-827-2915, or visit McPherson4MRanch.com today.
Kenneth Henneke's Fish Hatchery has been serving Texas for over 30 years, and we carry every fish you need to stock your ponds, lakes, creeks, and rivers. From all types of bass, perch, tilapia, to shad, and various catfish, we have what you need and are the only hatchery that offers the fast-growing F1 hybrid catfish. Centrally located in Hallettsville, we deliver anywhere in Texas. So give us a call at 361-798-5934. That's 361-798-5934. Or visit our website at www.hennekehatchery.com.
Listen up, ticket heads. When you harvest that Walworthy trophy, there's only one choice, Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com. Are you looking for the perfect way to get around your ranch or lease? Bad Boy Buggies of the Hill Country and B3HC Outfitters have a full line of electric four-wheel drive Bad Boy Buggies, and we customize it the way you want it. Gun and bow racks, off-road lighting, even feeders. We can add them all to your Bad Boy. Also specializing in custom metal arts and gate signs, as well as custom golf carts for street and off-road applications. Conveniently located in San Marcos, call 512-667-6005 or visit www.b3hc.com. That's b3hc.com.
Are we ready?
All right, here we go.
I wasn't looking for you, wasn't lonely or blue, wasn't searching when I found you. I knew you weren't looking for me, didn't care to be seen, even though you were all that I could see.
Good morning, Texas. Cable Smith welcoming you to the best of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. You're going to hear excerpts from classic interviews from the likes of Bill Dance, Phil the Duck Commander Robertson, and the one and only Ted Nugent. And the reason for putting these classic interviews together this morning is because I'm actually in New Mexico fly fishing and blue grouse hunting, hanging out with my dad and brother and a couple good friends. Hey, it's work-related, right? Anyway, this morning should still be a great show, and we're going to start it off with a little montage that I've played once before, but my gosh, it makes me laugh.
Actually, this is my first time on this show, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's your name, is
that? Just identify yourself, all right. Of the Dallas Cowboys, and then say you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
All right. Hi, this is Marcus Spears from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Man, you're a pro.
One thing, let me get from you guys before we start visiting. If you could give me like a liner that I'll use for, coming out of breaks and stuff in future shows, just identify yourselves and then say you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
I wanted to, I'll just do it. We're doing it. I'll just say I'm Lee Lukowski, and Tiffany say I'm Tiffany Lukowski, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. And we can do either both ways or however you want.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you guys want to do is fine with me. If you want to do it together, if you want to do it separate, it doesn't matter to me.
Whatever we'll say.
Okay.
So let's do it first. I'll say Lilo Cash, Tiffany, and then you say, and I'm Tiffany Sassy, and you listen to the Lone Star Outdoor
Show.
Okay. Because I'm putting peanut butter on bagels right now. Alright.
Whenever you're ready, yep.
I'm Lee Lukowski.
And I'm Tiffany Lukowski, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Awesome. Alright, I appreciate that.
Actually, can you do one more? I'm like a totally ahead of my
Okay, yeah. I mean, we can do as many as you want.
Alright. Hi, I'm Lee Lukowski.
And I'm Tiffany Lukowski, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Perfect.
I just identify yourself and say you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Hey, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to the Lone Star. The Lone.
No one ever gets it on the first try.
The Lone Star Outdoor Show, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Awesome.
This is, you said Lone Star, the Outdoor Show?
Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Oh, Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this is Josh Abbott, and you're listening to Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Identify yourself and then say you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Just say, you know, this is Willie Robertson, I'm Matt Duff, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Ready?
Of the Buck Commander, sorry, you gotta say you're with Buck Commander.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
We doing me first, then you?
I think you say, this is Willie Robertson, and I'll say, and I'm Matt Duff.
And we're with Buck Commander.
Yeah. You say, you're this is Willie Robertson, I'll say, and I'm Matt Duff with Buck Commander.
You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is Willie Robertson.
And I'm Matt Duff with Buck Commander.
You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone... No, let's do it again.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hey, y'all. It's Charlie Robinson, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Perfect. No one ever gets it on one take. I don't know. It's not that hard, huh?
This is Jim Kern, former Texas Ranger baseball player and owner of Emu Outfitting Company here in Arlington, Texas. We run hunting and fishing trips from Alaska to Brazil.
And you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Okay, details. Ready?
Yes, sir.
And you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Perfect.
This is Baylor basketball coach Scott Drew, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outside. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Okay, one second. And we'll make sure we get a good one. The Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Take two. Ready? One, two, three. This is Scott Drew, Baylor basketball coach, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, this is Max Stalling, and you're listening to the Lone Star. Oh. This is digital, right?
Uh-huh. And take three, because you're at the very beginning there. I got you really hot.
Second.
Sorry about that.
Hey, everybody, this is Max Stalling, and you're listening to my buddy Cable Smith on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
All right.
That's the best one yet, man.
I appreciate it. You know, one of these days, I'm going to make a funny, like an opening or something, and just have all these famous people have been on the show trying to do the intro, because no one ever gets it on the first time, whether it's me or them, but just the conversations that I have with people. I mean...
From gun dog training to obedience and deer tracking programs, Ray Retrievers has it all. Boarding, training, and group and private lessons, morning or evening, will accommodate you and your dog. Owner Deborah Lee has 30 years experience in gun dog and obedience training, and has recently added Amanda Farrell to the training staff to offer even more intensive training capabilities. With numerous ponds, creeks, boats, and duck blinds, we offer the most realistic training available. Go to www.rayretrievers.com for all your dog training and boarding needs. That's www.rayretrievers.com.
A place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards. A pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes. Located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio. Call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot. Open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888.
Lock Hill Feed Store is South Texas' premier feed store. We carry a variety of feeds, including extra clean deer corn that won't clog your feeders, as well as large and small deer pellets. Also featuring Country Acre Deer Block, Record Rack, Golden Deer Nuggets, and the best-selling berry-flavored ACCO Deer Block. Conveniently located in San Antonio. Pick up a 35-pound bag of Signs Diet Premium Dog Food for only $29.99. Call Lock Hill Feed Store at 210-691-2351. That's 210-691-2351. Or call toll-free at 877-738-5296.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com. You just ground-checked that trophy 12-point, only to realize you can't get him back to camp because your ATV has a flat. Well, multi-sealed tire sealant protects against punctures in the tread and sidewall of your tires. It seals bead and valve stem leaks, prevents rust and corrosion, lasts for the life of the tire, and so much more. See for yourself at multi-seal.com or call 281-591-0111. So whether it's your pickup, tractor, truck, or ATV, protect yourself with a Texas name you can trust. Multi-sealed tire sealants. That's multi-seal.com.
Been hauling coal since I was big enough to fight. Some 30-odd shifts without a glimpse of daylight. The corporation likes to say that everything's all right. Dig yourself a hole, get out of sight. There's a dark cloud above me that's blocking out the sun. Burn another hunk of coal, listen to the engines run. One half is starving while the other's having fun. Call the captain, call the captain, call the captain, call the captain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, this very special best of edition of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. If you didn't already know, I am MIA, people. This show is pre-recorded as I am in New Mexico, the land of enchantment. It ain't got nothing on Texas, but they do have some great fly fishing, and hopefully I'm going to harvest my first blue grouse. So while I'm out there in the mountains, hopefully y'all are enjoying this very special best of edition right now. But right now, let's go back in time and take a listen to part of our interview with the legendary Bill Dance, only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Bill, what I want to know is, other than yourself, who do you consider to be the best bass fisherman out there?
I don't consider myself. I think there's a lot of great fishermen.
But you got to choose one.
No. Well, there's a lot of great fishermen. Yeah. Best fisherman I ever met, when I look back over the years, you've probably never heard of them, but one of them is Northwest Arkansas, Southern Missouri, is a guy by the name of Glenn Andrews. The next one was a fisherman from Texas named Floyd Mabry. He worked for Bomber Lure Company. Hmm. And the third one was Buck Perry. Now, those were three tremendous fishermen. I'll come back now to today's fishermen. I look at a guy by the name of Larry Nixon. I look at a guy by the name of Roland Martin. And let me say why I'm naming these two guys right now.
Uh-huh.
Their ability to fish a foot of water or 81 feet of water. There's a lot of fishermen that can fish a reservoir, but there's not a lot of fishermen that can fish a reservoir and moving water. There's a lot of fishermen that can fish shallow water real well, but they can't fish real deep water. Roland Martin can fish moving water. He can fish shallow water. He can fish real deep water. Larry Nixon can fish shallow water, and he can fish deep water, and he's good at it. He's very consistent at it. They're very good at it. I'll tell you two guys today that are very consistent at what they do. One is Skeet Reese, and the other... And I'll throw another one back there that I didn't throw in. He's more shallow-oriented, is Ricky Klun. I'll look today at Skeet Reese and Kevin. Those two guys have got a hot stick right now. So if I could take and make, if I had a team, if I could put a team together.
Like a fantasy fishing team.
A fantasy fishing team. Of course, Buck is gone. He's fishing somewhere up above right now. But if I could just go back and I could put this fantasy fishing team together, I'd put Glenn Andrews, Floyd Mabry, Buck Perry, Roland Martin, Larry Nixon, Ricky Klun, Skeet Reese, and Kevin Van Dam. And I'm going to tell you, I'd have me a fishing team. Now, there's still a bunch of other good ones out there. And believe me, a lot of them are good ones.
That would be a heck of a fishing team. And, of course, Skeet's leading the Angler of the Year standings right now. And, obviously, Kevin won the Classic this year at Alabama's Lay Lake.
Is that who won it?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I had dinner with him the night before. Jimmy and Kevin and Hank and I had dinner that night before with the Kodak people. And Kevin, you could crack a walnut between his kneecaps. He's still nervous as he could be. I said, what are you going to do tomorrow? He said, I just beat my fish to death. I just don't know what to do. I said, I know what you're going to do. What do you think I'm going to do? I said, you're going right back to the only place you got. And he said, you got it. That's all I got. And he did, and he did better, I think, that last day than he did the second day.
He sure did. He brought in the largest sack on day four and nudged out Jeff Crete for his third Classic title. All right, let's talk a little semantics that might actually help some of our listeners land some nice largemouths. If you could only have one spinnerbait, blade size and style, and skirt color in your tackle box, what would it be and why?
All right, if I was on Survivor,
uh-huh,
and you said you can only have one bait, one size, one color, one blade type, and one finish, what would it be? Okay, I would take... Now this is me. What size? All right. What would the bait be? I would take a 3/8 ounce. I'm gonna tell you what the bait would be, and then I'll break it down for you. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. All right. Go in Bass Pro and get what you want. I'd walk right to the spinnerbait department. I'm not saying the spinnerbait's my favorite bait. It's one of my favorites. But I'm talking about one bait. I'm on Survivor. I've got to survive. I'd take me a black 3/8 ounce Booyah spinnerbait with a No. 5 silver Colorado blade. Now, why would you take that? Okay. Why would you take 3/8? Okay. I can only have one bait. A quarter's a good size. Half ounce is a good size. 3/4, 1 ounce, they all have their place. But the 3/8 is probably the most universal. I can only have one bait now, one size. I'm going to take the 3/8. I can take the 3/8 and I can fish it in 20 feet of water if I need to. I can throw it in the wind pretty good. I can control it much better than I can the quarter. It's not as heavy as the half. I can do a little bit more with the 3/8 than I can with the quarter. It's more universal. I'm going to go with the 3/8 of this one size. Now, why am I going to take black? All right, is black a color? Well, yes and no, but it's a shade. It will hold its identity in low light conditions better than any other shade or color. You can look at night, early in the morning, late in the afternoon, on cloudy days, in a muddy environment, off-colored environment. It will hold its identity better than any other shade. Now, people might say, no, I'll take a chartreuse, or I'll take... Well, we're not talking about them. We're talking about what Bill Dance has one bait. I'm talking about what I have confidence in. Okay? Hmm. Now, if you had a black stob underwater in a muddy environment, and you got a chartreuse one over here about a foot from it, and you got a white one, some other light color, which one are you going to be able to see the best?
Always bet on black.
Sure. What is going to silhouette at night against that sky better than any other color or shade?
The one you can see the best.
That's black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't know what I'm going to run into on Survivor. I don't know if I'm going to be in a muddy situation, if I'm going to have to survive at night, early in the morning, late in the afternoon. I am taking black because black is going to hold its identity better than any other shade. There's no question it's going to. Now, why am I going to take a silver blade? Silver is going to reflect better than any other finish. The silver flash is going to reflect more than brass, more than gold, more than the rainbow colors. It's going to reflect more. Now, why am I going to take a Colorado blade? A Colorado blade, we take the three most popular blades, the Willow blade, which has got, it spins faster. It spins faster, it reflects good, but you got to reel it much faster to get it to spin. The Indiana, which is a compromise blade between the Willow and the Colorado, it's kind of a compromise blade. It vibrates, it flashes, but nothing like the Colorado. The Colorado blade, you can slow it down, it catches more water, it has more water resistance. It thumps more, it vibrates more. You can gurgle it, you can fish it slow, you can free fall it. You can do so much more with a Colorado blade, especially in a slow presentation when that's needed. You can gurgle it, like I say, you can slow roll it, you can bottom bounce it, free fall it. So, of all that, I have caught fish under the worst conditions you could possibly imagine. I looked at a pond, or look at a situation, and I said, look at that water. It looks like a Yahoo soda.
Ugh.
It's totally impossible. And I did a show several years ago, and I said, I want to try to prove a point. To see, and I don't know if I can prove it to myself, but I think I can. It was in West Tennessee. It was on the WW Ranch, and it was a pond, cattle pond.
Mm.
It was so muddy, you could track a raccoon across it or cut it with a knife. It was so muddy. And I took that bait I just told you about,
mm-hmm.
that black 3/8 ounce Bouillot spinnerbait, and we shot a show on it. The water was 43 degrees, and I sat in one spot, and I would make repeated casts, creating a sound path, you know, creating a path. I'd throw and throw and throw and throw, and sometimes I'd make 5 or 6 casts and coming right through the same area. It was shallow. It's shallow. I mean, I had to fish it shallow, you know, and I stayed up in the shallow end. And or right along the shallow banks, and I would make repeated casts. And I fished from the bank, and I caught a whopping string of bass. And they looked like a bed sheet. They were white as Casper. But the fact is, I caught them on that bait. But even when I was a little boy growing up, Hedden used to make a bait called a Sonic. And I made a little 385 Sonic, and my go-to color was black. And I'd fish these little farm ponds with a black Sonic. And it's always been a great color. We all know that a black worm is a great bait. A jig and a plastic combination is a great color combination. We know that that's a high percentage bait is a black worm or a black jig. And these creature baits, black's a great color. But we don't fish black crankbaits for some odd reason. We don't fish a lot of black spinnerbaits for some odd reason. Something else we don't fish. You know, we fish white spinnerbaits a lot. We fish a lot of white crankbaits, but we don't fish a lot of white worms, and we don't fish a lot of white jig with plastic combinations. Some guys are starting to a little bit. But we have just misconceptions about colors. I don't know why. But a black spinnerbait and a black crankbait, I remember years ago, Bomber, when they were down in Gainesville, Texas, they used to make the old Bomber baits. I can't tell you the bass I used to catch on a black Bomber bait. Black is a good shade, but you asked me a question about 3.5 hours ago about what bait I take, and that's the bait, and that's the color, that's the size. You know, I put more importance in that color of that skirt because that's what I want them to see because, you know, of all the senses that a bass possesses, you know, he can hear a bait. He can smell it if you put an attractant on it. But the final decision is made. He's got to see it to eat it. You know, it's like you. You can hear a steak cooking. You can smell it cooking, but you got to see it to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So repeated cast and colors that contrast like the black, repeated cast to create the sound. He picks the sound up, and he starts a search pattern, zeroing in, and you throw that bait back again, and he gets a little bit closer and a little bit closer, and you throw it back again, and now he's right toward the path, and here comes the bait through there, and he picks it up, and boom, and he detects it, not only the sound, he follows it, and then he sees that black object. Boop, that's what you want him to see, and that's where the hook is.
Right, right.
But everybody has, you know, confidence is the greatest lure in your tackle box. If you've got confidence in certain things, now, one of your listeners might be saying right now, well, yeah, I don't agree to that. I say chartreuse is better. Well, that's fine. That's what that guy ought to fish if he goes, if he's on Survivor. But if I'm on Survivor, I'm going to be throwing that black, I'm telling you, because that's what I got the most confidence in.
Well, you can't argue with the man, Bill Dance himself. And if you're going to bet, bet on black. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's take a listen to a previous interview with none other than Phil the Duck Commander Roberson. And we're going to get into old Phil's thoughts on watching the birth of his child. Yeah, we're not talking ducks. We're talking about old Jeff. You're listening to the best of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Howdy, South Texas. Cable Smith here to tell you about Prusky's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing. USDA inspected and approved, Prusky's offers choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Prusky's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham, bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskysmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Prusky's Market, from our smokehouse to your house, the quality you remember with the service you deserve.
Lehman H Feeders has been making the highest quality feeder for 45 years, and it takes 45 years to get 45 years of experience. Manufactured in Texas, we offer feeders for deer, quail, fish, pets, and livestock, and even songbirds. Some of our feeders are still operating in the field after 40 years of use. Makers of the trusted Blind Buddy and Blind Buddy Jr., our feeders are the most durable and user-friendly on the market. Visit www.lehmanhfeeders.com because life's too short to buy a cheap feeder. That's lehmanhfeeders.com.
Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at ANC Gun Safes. ANC is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. ANC Gun Safes specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com.
Texas outdoorsmen are fortunate enough to live in the best hunting state in the Union, as Texas provides some of the finest whitetail and bird hunting found anywhere on God's green earth. And with fall here, hunters are starting to get the fever. Trigger fingers are starting to get that natural curl in it. Feeders and cameras should be set, guns sighted in, honeydews completed with kitchen passes secured, and of course, don't forget about the new gear. And when it comes to gear, there's only one brand to consider, and that's GameGuard. GameGuard has deep Texas roots and works hard to provide the best camouflage products this state has to offer. So ask for GameGuard at your favorite retailer or look them up on the web at GameGuard.net. GameGuard, made for Texas hunters by Texas hunters. Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com. To book your hunt today.
There's a tattoo on my shoulder. There's a story under my skin. Put there to remind me
A little Ray Wiley Hubbard bringing us back from break on the best of the Lone Star Outdoors show this morning. I'm Cable Smith. Pleasure to be here with you. Well, in spirit, obviously. I'm in the Pecos Wilderness in New Mexico right now as you're listening to this. But I wanted to leave you with something special, so I came up with this best of edition. You know, we've been around now for, almost 9 months. And I don't know if that entitles you to having a best of or a greatest hits album, but we've at least got to be a one-hit wonder by now, right? Well, anyway, this segment proudly brought to you by Rancho Bayas Rocas, South Texas' premier whitetail ranch, offering hunts to fit every budget. Check them out at RanchoBayasRocas.net. Anyways, right now let's take a listen to a classic interview with Phil the Duck Commander Robertson. And I apologize, this was one of the first shows we ever did back in the days where Phil was in Louisiana, I was in Dallas, and we recorded the interview with a string and two tin cans. So I do apologize for the sound quality, but we're going to get Phil's thoughts on lead versus steel shot for waterfowl. What kind of ducks are his favorite to eat? And we're going to talk a little bit about childbirth.
A couple things on the process of actually killing ducks. First off, compare your first shotgun to your Benelli Vinci that you're shooting right now. And as someone who's been around the block, do you think lead was truly a better waterfowl load than steel shot?
Lead, no doubt, was much better than steel. no doubt about it. It was just heavier, and it would take them down faster.
Mm-hmm.
We all started out on the old Browning and A5. I've got them stacked up in my closets back there, the ones I shot for years and years. Browning came along and said, well, what about this Browning Gold? And after I shot it a little bit for him, I had a little meeting with him. I said, boys, one thing's for sure, it's no A5. I said, y'all need to go back to making that old A5 if you're going to stay in the shotgun business.
Uh-huh.
But they said it was just too expensive to build these days. So about that time, 4 or 5 years ago, Benelli came along and said, why don't you shoot our gun and for a nominal fee? And we believe you'll be happy with it. So they're good folks. So I went with Benelli, and I have no complaints with Benelli shotguns at all. They function very well. I think they're as functional as the old A5s were, and I didn't think I'd ever say that about a gun.
Mm-hmm.
These things will shoot, and that's all I ever wanted out of a shotgun, is one that was dependable where you get 3 shots out of the thing every time.
Right. I've heard great things about them. Now, when you're having a slow day, will you guys go ahead and shoot ringnecks and shovelers?
In a heartbeat.
Me too.
Listen, we don't call much, I'm telling you. The only thing we will draw a line on is the hooded merganser, as we say, messengers. We'll draw a line on him because we actually tried to cook some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you talk about rough.
Fishy.
Oh, he's fishy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would consider them almost non-edible unless you like I like a few anchovies sometime on my pizza, but he's along the anchovy line. But if that's a man's cup of tea, you know, I would say you could eat anything, but boy, I don't believe you could put enough garlic on him to knock that smell out of the kitchen, you know. So that's about the only thing we'll draw the line on. Shovelers, we have to be pretty hard up to shoot them. We usually let them go, but we're not above it when times get hard, you know.
Well, a nice Drake shoveler is a pretty bird, but
sure he is.
But that doesn't make him a great table fare, I don't guess.
That's true.
Let's talk about geese and cranes. Do you like to pursue them as well?
Not too much.
No?
I'm not much of a goose hunter. I'm not much of one of these big crane hunters. We went out in Texas, come kill some of those sand hills, and I thought they were pretty good eating.
Mm-hmm. A ribeye in the sky, that's what we call them.
They were very good. But I tend to stick just with ducks.
Mm-hmm.
I do a little bit of deer hunting when duck season's not on, and just kind of sit there. I usually get close to the water about that time of year, October. We're usually either pumping water or I'm getting ready to duck hunt. I'm just down there kind of monitoring the duck situation. But I like the deer hunt, you know, but I'm mainly a backstrap man when it comes to deer hunting. Deer eater, as they say.
Right.
I'll shoot the smallest one dragging up in the rear, you know.
Well, I was going to ask you about that since y'all have the buck commander now as well. If you spent a significant amount of time chasing white tails between early teal and the start of regular duck season.
Not too much. Of course, Willie Boy, my son, he's my third son. He's the one that loved the deer hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So he threw in with old Chipper Jones and Adam LaRoche, the baseball players, Langer Hands, and a few more of them. They got together and formed a little because they all love to deer when they're not playing baseball.
Right.
So they all got together and formed the Buck Commander thing, and they're doing pretty good with that thing. They like it. I mean, it just shows what some of these athletes do in their off time, you know. But they seem to have a big time. They're a little more, a little more given to stunts than I would be. You know, we're pretty even killed, you know, but they seem to have a pretty big time at chasing these whitetails. I'm going to tell you, these old whitetail bucks are about as slick a rascal as you going to run up on. I give them credit for that. They are very smart, and they pull some dumb stunts, but for the most part, they are a pretty slick animal.
Is Silas as good a shot as he claims to be?
In a short word, no.
Who's the best shot?
You know, this morning, he's been talking about that Black Panther. Well, this morning I'm driving down through there and one of those muddy roads going into the duck hunting hole. The water had been way up. It's fallen out some, but it's still mighty high. And I see this black cat cross the road. There's Miss JJ and Jesse barking at the two Duckaholics winners are with us.
Uh-huh.
A couple of guys from South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they have a drawing and they won the trip. So we went today and then tomorrow we're going, I'm going to take them to the sweet hole in the morning.
Now, do you haze the newbies?
Yeah. But the black cat did cross the road. It was black. It did have a tail. But I would say it was just a large black house cat, maybe that turned wild. When we got back down here and told old Silas about it, old Silas said, "No, I'll tell you what you boys saw, a baby panther."
Yeah. Uh-huh. Heard that
so
one.
He got it in his head that there are black panthers still running around, but for the life of me, they always turn out to be large black house cats or bobcats.
Mm-hmm.
But he's convinced they're there.
So who's the best shot?
Out of the whole bunch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these young bucks, I would say Jace is probably the better shot out of the little troop we're carrying now.
Other than yourself?
Other than myself. You got to remember, I train most of them.
Uh-huh.
But
that's
you
right.
Get in your 60s like I am, you know, these old eyes and your hand-eye coordination and whatnot, you're just not quite as quick on the trigger as you once were. But for the most part, I'm still pretty salty, as they say, when it comes to shooting ducks.
Phil, one of the funniest moments on season one of Duck Commander on the Outdoor Channel was when you called out your youngest son, Jephthah, for saying he may have to miss a hunt to attend the birth of his child.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? Why doesn't he have his priorities in order?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, and it was a true story. He was the only one I ever watched of my four sons emerge from the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that struck me was when I'm watching this, Miss K is laid back there, and here comes old Jep head first, and I'm looking. The first thing, my first thought was, my sex life is over forever. That's over. That's gone. And number two was, I said, my hat is off to all women from this day forth. So I salute all women for going through that process, because that's one of the most brutal things that I've ever witnessed. But old Jep came on out of there, and but boy, I'm sure glad that I'm a man and not a woman is all I can say. My
yeah.
hat is off to all you girls out there to pull that and then do it again. That's what's amazing.
Yeah.
If I had one, my man, that'd be the last one I'd have after watching that.
Well,
whew.
I don't think I have the stomach to watch that either, like
oh,
you said.
It's worse than any hog I ever gutted or deer I ever skinned, I tell you that.
Ugh. Yep.
It was rough. So I salute all women after that day.
What's your favorite waterfowl recipe, Phil?
My favorite waterfowl recipe, I'm an old school man. Now, the boy that married my granddaughter, he is very good at the grilled duck breast.
Mm-hmm.
Jalapeno in there, takes the seeds out. Fills out jalapeno with cream cheese, Philadelphia cream cheese, puts it in the middle, wraps it in bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll put a little air season on it, and he'll put it in there, and then right before he takes it off, he'll just brush a little honey on it or a little mayhaw jelly or a little orange marmalade to give it just a little sweetness. And but they are outstanding that way. I tend to like ducks either in a gumbo or like duck and dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Or like bacon. You can salt black pepper them real fast, roll them in a little bacon grease or something, or a little peanut oil, and you brown them real fast, and put you some onions, bell pepper, celery, and garlic. Just dump some of that on top of them, and about two oranges. Take the seeds out, quarter it, throw it in there. About a cup of wine, and put it in the oven. You just brown them real fast on the breast on top of the stove. Once they're brown, throw your veggies on top of them, that orange and a little wine, and a salt, black pepper, and put a little air seasoning on it for taste. Put it in the oven, 300 degrees for about 2.5 hours, and it cooks, makes its own gravy, but it's an outstanding meal. I love them that way, too.
And I'm assuming that green winged teal is your favorite to eat.
It's one of my favorite. He's mighty hard to beat. That old green winged teal and that wood duck are top of the food chain as far as table fare, in my opinion.
Delicious stuff there, yep. I couldn't agree more.
I love them. We eat a lot of them, so we've grown to love them. And ducks are very good if you know how to cook them.
Why do you think Jace took to duck hunting more so than his brothers?
That's a good question, because I never forced any of them to, but he just seemed to be the one that loved the ducks more than any of them, and he just started going with me from a pretty early age. And an old Jace, he's pretty well my right-hand man when it comes to the duck killing, you know.
Yeah. You know, that's a special bond between father and son.
My take on it has been that the ones I see, the young bucks, and I encourage them to do so, fear God, love your neighbor, and shoot ducks in that order, in that sequence, and you'll be a lot better off for it.
Phil, it's been a real treat visiting with you. Once again, go check out the website, www.duckcommander.com. Also remember, Season 2 of The Duck Commander premieres this July on the Outdoor Channel. Phil, what time is that at?
That's a good question. I don't know, but they can just check the website and find out when it's going to run and all, you know. Mm-hmm. I never dreamed a bunch of rednecks shooting ducks would actually turn out to be the number one show on the Outdoor Channel. But when I told them that, I said, I don't know, fellas, rednecks shooting ducks. When they approached us with the concept, they said, well, look, old Ozzy Osbourne made it. I said, you know, Ozzy gives us all hope.
Yeah, that's true.
So the rest is history. Well, yeah. I appreciate meeting with you folks.
It's been all my pleasure. And also, don't forget the latest video, Fear the Beard, Duckman 13, also available on the website. Hey, Phil, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. It's been really nice talking with you.
All right, man. May your aim always be true.
Words of wisdom right there from the great duck commander, Phil Robertson. If only my aim was always true, I'd kill as many ducks as Phil. Anyway, what do you think about that? Phil's thoughts on childbirth. You know, every time I see Phil on TV now, I think about that and it just cracks me up. Well, let's take a quick breather here. And when we come back, we'll take a listen to a little bit of our classic Ted Nugent interview. You're listening to the best of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Hey Texas bow hunters, did you know there's a ranch designed specifically for you? Located just outside of Dehannes in South Texas, Boaz Mann's Quattro B Ranch allows you to test your skills with do-it-yourself bow hunts for trophy whitetail, black buck, audad, fallow, axis deer, hogs, and others. And after a day in the field, relax in the state-of-the-art lodge equipped with a kitchen, shower, fireplaces, satellite flat-screen TVs, pool table, barbecue pits, and more. Call 210-827-0681 or visit BoazManBowHunting.com to book your hunt today. That's BoazManBowHunting.com.
Hey, Ticketheads. Les Lundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas' premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail Hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and Pronghorn Antelope Hunts. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on a hunt of a lifetime.
Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms is Texas tried and true, producing the Lone Star State's finest sawgrass for commercial, residential, and wholesale customers for 46 years. They'll even deliver anywhere in Texas. Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms also specializes in hydroseeding, irrigation, and landscape. Call 866-541-8873 or visit BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com, and you'll notice they also offer awesome South Texas dove hunting over their Frio County Turfgrass Farm. It's a dove magnet, baby, so go to BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com today. Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers has you covered. From our four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion and to fit every need. Stop by one of our three South Texas locations. Call Affordable Trailers on Northwest Loop 410 in North San Antonio at 210-699-6000 or Affordable Trailers on Highway 87 East in South San Antonio at 210-648-2700. Then there's our new Big Tex Trailer location on I-35 in Buda. Call 512-295-4292 or visit us at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Whitetail hunting is as Texan as cowboy boots, high school football, and country music. And my friends at the scenic Rancho Bayas Rocas offer some of the finest whitetail hunting found anywhere in the Lone Star State. Situated 35 miles northeast of Del Rio on the Edwards Plateau, the Carta Valley landscape is breathtaking, and you'll feel right at home in God's country while you stay at the rustic yet state-of-the-art lodge. Rancho Bayas Rocas offers hunts to fit every budget. So call 713-468-5001 or visit RanchoBayasRocas.com.
Do you really think you know exactly where I stand? Or did I just let you down?
Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show with a little help from Ryan Bingham. This is the best of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, and we're going to take a listen to a little bit of our classic interview with the one and only Motor City Madman, Uncle Ted. But first, I need to tell you that this segment is proudly brought to you by Spit and Fire Jigs, Texas' premier bass jig manufacturer. I never head to the lake without them in my tackle box, and neither should you. Check them out at spitandfirejigs.com. Spit and Fire Jigs, feel the fire. Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to just a little bit of our chat with dear old Uncle Ted.
Everybody that we know that loves to hunt and fish and trap and just, you know, shoot their guns and bows and arrows and enjoy the outdoor lifestyle and the they're very hardcore, everybody we know. They're very gung-ho. I'd like to think we're radicals. We love to kill deer and grill them. That, in a world of sheep-like goofiness, that's radical.
Well, we're just like our forefathers were.
That's right, radical.
Yeah.
Well, they told the king to kiss their ass,
yeah.
And then when the king sent somebody to take our guns, we killed them.
Well,
I like that. That's radical. Count me in, Cable. And so tooth, fang, and claw obviously is a colloquialism that identifies the overview of nature itself, that nature isn't sweet peace and love. Nature isn't mama bear licking the cubs. Nature is papa bear eating the cubs so he can breed mama bear. Tooth, fang, and claw is a battle cry of for those of us who really love nature in all its purity, who live it when we hunt and fish and trap, and to galvanize especially young people, but pretty much everybody, we need to recruit more people into the outdoor sports. So what you see on our Spirit of the Wild show and the Outdoor Channel, and the reason it's got the most viewers of all this, of the shows, is because we just go hunting. We don't have any makeup. We don't have any lights. We don't take two. We just film, and if we get goofy, we get goofy, because a lot of my friends love to get goofy when they're out there killing them and grilling them and catching fish and filleting them and eating them. It's just a pure, natural, organic lifestyle for many years on the Outdoor Channel, and this is quite astonishing. You were not allowed to show the arrow hit the animal more than one time.
Right.
That's like not showing the checkered flag at a NASCAR event more than one time. It's like not showing the three-point shot on the basketball court at the buzzer. It's just stupid. No, I got to say, my friends at the Outdoor Channel have now woke up, and they allow us to show the hit, which is so educational, so dynamic, and so desirable by all the viewers. But on the Pursuit Channel, we can show it a second time and explain the imperative of practicing and dedication to excellence so that shot placement is the very best that we can possibly deliver. were allowed to not only show the hit a second and third time, but in slow motion, which is exciting to watch.
It's the best part.
It is the best part. Everybody knows that, except sometimes bureaucrats in charge of networks.
Yeah.
So on Tooth, Fang, and Claw, we're also able to show the most important activity of the outdoor lifestyle, and that is gutting an animal, skinning it, and butchering it into family-sized portions. The Outdoor Channel won't allow you to show the most important activity in the outdoor lifestyle, and that is the process by which we turn these sacred creatures into food. You're not allowed to show gutting, you're not allowed to show skinning, and you're not allowed to show butchering on the Outdoor Channel. I mean, think about that for a minute. That'd be like going, yeah, you can race at NASCAR, but there'll be no burning rubber. We don't want any of that burning rubber.
We're not going to show the crash.
And be sure, yeah, don't show the crash. And, you know, there's so many aspects of our outdoor industry that are locked in a politically correct denial that it really saddens me. I mean, it's just a dirty lie. And so we're fighting to fix that. And our friends at Mossy Oak are handling most of the production at the Pursuit Channel. They're doing a great job, so we're very proud to be on that network.
If you had to pick one animal that you've harvested, what would you say the most memorable one was, whether that was your first deer or your biggest deer or whatever?
Well, you know, probably the most moving dynamic of my life is the honor, the privilege that the Nugent family has been bestowed in the last few years, where little boys and girls who are facing death, they're terminally ill and they know they're going to die. I'm talking 5, 6, 7 years old, Cable. And for some reason, they love their Uncle Ted. They watch the Spirit of the Wild show. And it's getting to be pretty regular now that these little boys and girls' last request is to go hunting with Uncle Ted. And I'll try not to break down here for you, but we just took a little six-year-old boy named Macon Lynn, who has spent half of his 6 years of life in treatment for a terrible leukemia. And he came out, and he was on our Spirit of the Wild show, and they love the show, and they want to be on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They want to go hunting with Uncle Ted. And he came out, and we're shooting bullseyes and shooting bows and arrows, and we were driving the bad boy all around Spirit Wild Ranch and checking out the rivers and the wildlife. And he just passed away just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And in the emotional tsunami of trying to comfort the parents, because once you spend time shooting and hunting and fishing, especially when it's the request of the terminally ill child, a powerful and spiritual bond is created. And so I feel like I've been a family member of Macon's forever, as does Shemaine. So it's really not about the big white tails or the giant moose, even though I remember them all. But as powerful as memory is, hunting with my dad and my own family, I'll never forget a minute of any of those. I think the most moving memory and dynamo of my life are these little boys and girls who I get to say goodbye to around a campfire in the lifestyle that I so cherish, and that in their short lives they learn to cherish in a short amount of time. So that's some powerful stuff, Cable.
Hmm. Yep, that really is, Dad. One other question I have for you is have you ever been in a situation while, in your many travels in the outdoors, where you were fearful for your life, whether that was an animal was actually tracking you, the hunter, or Mother Nature and weather really caused you to be fearful that you might not make it out of there?
Back in 1977, on my first Alaska trip, I had killed a beautiful moose with my bow and arrow, and we were sitting over the gut pile the next morning in a pretty strong rain, and I had my Smith & Wesson Model 29 zipped up in a shoulder rig under my parka, and I heard a grunting noise, and I thought it was the guide farting, and he thought it was me. But when we glanced behind us, there's a huge 7-foot black bear, not 10 feet behind us. He smelled the guts, but he didn't know what we were, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And in an instant, I was able to get that gun into action. And I double-tapped him with a couple of Remington 240 grain soft points and dropped him right in his tracks, where he literally hit the ground and blood splashed on us.
Yeah.
That got my attention pretty quick as a young man in 1977. And then in the 1990s, I was hunting Cape Buffalo in South Africa, and I'd made a decent shot on a big bull and got one lung in the liver, but after hours of tracking, I got up to him in a dry river wash, and he turned to charge, and it's all on film. It was on the Spirit of the Wild, and a big Cape Buffalo turned, and in under 2 seconds, I
triple tapped him through the vertebrae with a Glock 10 millimeter, shooting Corban 180 grade armor piercing ammo.
Wow.
And that's why I was carrying the ammo, because you need armor piercing to kill a Cape Buffalo, and I was able to separate his vertebrae and drop him in the tracks. But boy, my adrenaline lasted another couple days after that.
Hey, who needs drugs when you can get adrenaline like that?
Hallelujah.
Just being in the outdoors. Well, Ted, man, it's been a real treat visiting with you. Everyone be sure to tune into the Outdoor Channel for the award-winning show, Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild. Also, the new show, Tooth, Fang, and Claw, that's on the Pursuit channel. A lot more blood on that channel, so that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to checking that out.
I love it, don't you?
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Well, and I can't leave Cable, the great Lone Star Outdoors show, without saying thank you for celebrating and promoting our wonderful sport.
Oh, Uncle Ted. Can't beat the Motor City Madman. What a staunch defender of our Second Amendment rights. And you know, he's off the wall from time to time, but when it comes down to it, he's about as passionate as they make them. Now, that show was recorded 7 months ago, and since then, I can tell you that I have tuned in to the Pursuit Channel and have enjoyed seeing all the blood and entry and exit wounds made by our broadheads and rifles. So, two thumbs up for the Pursuit Channel. Well, I guess that's going to do it for us this morning. Hope you enjoyed the best of the Lone Star Outdoors show. This morning's show was presented by Diamond Sports Marine, the official boat dealer of the Lone Star Outdoors show. Stop by either their Lake Fork or Rockwall location, or visit them online at diamondsportsmarine.com. Well, I will be back from Wheeler Peak, New Mexico next week. We'll have a brand new show for you. Some guests that are on the hit list: outdoor personality Michael Waddell, Texas Governor Rick Perry, professional bull riding champion Ty Murray, and funny man Jeff Foxworthy. So we'll see what I can't rustle up for you guys for next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
That bring you so much laughter and good times. But that watery brand so low, that on the manger you go real slow, and you take the time to enjoy the finer things in life. So we shower and shaved in a bathroom stall in a Texaco. On the way to Green Hall, it was a sold-out concert for one of my heroes that night. Now, baby, I guess I'm alright. I'm just a little bit tired tonight. Getting over you has made a busy man of me. And there ain't enough dance halls in Texas.
Texas outdoorsmen are fortunate enough to live in the best hunting state in the Union, as Texas provides some of the finest whitetail and bird hunting found anywhere on God's green earth. And with fall here, hunters are starting to get the fever. Trigger fingers are starting to get that natural curl in it. Feeders and cameras should be set, guns sighted in, honeydews completed with kitchen passes secured, and of course, don't forget about the new gear. And when it comes to gear, there's only one brand to consider, and that's Game Guard. Game Guard has deep Texas roots and works hard to provide the best camouflage products this state has to offer. So ask for Game Guard at your favorite retailer, or look them up on the web at GameGuard.net. Game Guard, made for Texas hunters by Texas hunters.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers has you covered. From our four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion and to fit every need. Stop by one of our three South Texas locations. Call Affordable Trailers on Northwest Loop 410 in North San Antonio at 210-699-6000, or Affordable Trailers on Highway 87 East in South San Antonio at 210-648-2700. Then there's our new Big Tex Trailer location on I-35 in Buda. Call 512-295-4292 or visit us at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Are you looking for the perfect way to get around your ranch or lease? Bad Boy Buggies of the Hill Country and B3HC Outfitters have a full line of electric four-wheel drive Bad Boy Buggies, and we customize it the way you want it. Gun and bow racks, off-road lighting, even feeders. We can add them all to your Bad Boy. Also, specializing in custom metal arts and gate signs, as well as custom golf carts for street and off-road applications. Conveniently located in San Marcos, call 512-667-6005 or visit www.b3hc.com. That's B3HC.com.
Razorback Ranch is earning a reputation as the premier wild boar hunting destination in Texas. Located between Dallas and Houston in Crockett, we are the perfect weekend getaway. Family-friendly with a game room and flat-screen TVs in the cabins, our accommodations are top-notch. Select boars ranging from 60 to 200 pounds to bow or rifle hunt. Hunters are welcome to hunt hogs at feeders or chase them through creek bottoms and heavy brush. Call 713-203-3860 or visit RazorbackRanch.com. That's RazorbackRanch.com to book your trophy hog hunt today.